We're going to spend a couple of moments, though, talking about the changes that are coming our way within the automotive industry. Yesterday, British Columbia has effectively put a self-driving ban on vehicles on British Columbia highways. That's one that, quote unquote, I didn't see coming. I'm not sure that David Booth, who's the senior writer of Driving.ca, saw that, or whether he was as surprised as I, but I can't wait to spend a couple of moments in conversation with him because there is so much going on in his world. Mr. Booth, good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Appreciate you being here. Would you have had any hints, any harbingers, any inside lines that said, hey, guess what they're going to do in British Columbia?
I mean, I guess I'm surprised that they bothered. I mean, you can't import a vehicle into Canada or drive a completely self-driving vehicle in Canada right now without special permission. I think that the complete ban of owning a self-driving vehicle, completely self-driving vehicle in British Columbia is literally the icing on the cake. It's not the main meal.
Okay. So hand in glove with all of that, as we're, I think if you read anything these days, you can't help but notice that the bottom, maybe not the bottom, but certainly the sale numbers of e-vehicles are angling fairly sharply downwards. Most notably, of course, is Tesla. Bottom's falling out of the Tesla market. Sales are down. Elon Musk has been forced to slash prices in China, in the United States. As a matter of fact, right around the world. That would not have been a surprise to you either.
Not at all. I mean, first off, a little correction of BYDs. The market for EVs hasn't dropped off so much as slowed down quite a bit. So, I mean, they're still selling and they're not, I mean, Tesla's in negative numbers and so is the biggest Chinese manufacturer, BYD. But, you know, we're still expecting more EVs to be sold this year worldwide than not. That said, there's a lot of headwinds. There's just tons of headwinds. People have had to reduce their prices quite a bit. Tesla is a lot less profitable than it used to be. Domestic manufacturers here in North America are losing money on every EV they sell. Like Ford is estimating, I think, about $60,000 they're losing on every Lightning they sell. And what we're seeing is the early intenders are there, perhaps even a second wave, which I can describe if you want. And so now they've moved into the mainstream, and EVs are very expensive. There's not enough infrastructure. There really is, despite many people claiming there isn't, something called range anxiety, and it is real. And so, you know, it's going to be a little bit, you know, the first, I think in BC you're at 22%. The first 20% of EV penetration into the market has been relatively easy. The next 40, 50, 60% is going to be much harder, I think.
Okay, so with all of that on the table, and only because is it BYD, BDA?
BYD, that's the
Chinese.
They and Tesla are fighting for number one in the world.
Right, exactly. And I started reading about them when I saw a quote from Elon Musk, who said he'd been looking at Chinese manufacturers, and the quote was, "And man, are they good." And I thought, whoa.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, I'm not sure if they're 100% as good. We can buy from Europe and the States, but most importantly, they're cheap. And I've written a number of columns, and the problem, especially for North America and Europe, Europe's already facing it because the Chinese automakers have invaded Europe. They've tripled sales percentage-wise in Europe recently, all cheap EVs. So far in Canada and the United States, we have not seen them. The Americans especially have put huge tariffs, have threatened even bigger tariffs against them. And the problem is, you know, a typical EV here is $60,000, $65,000. Trying to buy an EV below $45,000, $50,000 is really, really difficult, despite some advertising claims. Whereas they can build them for about, even bringing them here to Canada for $30,000. And it'll be quite some time before we can keep up. And my conclusion on this is that if we want to meet the mandates, both in BC and Quebec on a provincial level, and a federal level, the mandates, you know, I think they're, you know, well over 60% by 2030 as a minimum. We either have a choice of not reaching those mandates, allowing cheap Chinese EVs in, which would really hurt our domestic auto industry. We're going to have to choose, I think, between the economy and the environment, because right now nobody else but China can build EVs cheap enough that they can attract a wide mainstream audience.
Voice you're listening to, and I have not had the pleasure of speaking with him before, but we knocked on his door and he said, sure, I'll come on with you. David Booth is the senior writer of driving.ca. That's where you find him, driving.ca. It's a website that I often have gone to. The story that I really want to talk about is the one I'm going to ask him about now. I'm old enough. As a matter of fact, David, I'm really old, because I remember when was not only the head of Ford, but later on was the head of General Motors, and later on was the head of Chrysler, now Stellantis. Like, he dropped in and stopped in on all of the major manufacturers. But it was the headline that I saw from him: America's electric vehicle push happened too soon and too fast, warns ex-auto executive. He insists that hybrids are the future. And Bob Lutz said that we should be building and should have built and should have been buying hybrids, and had a transitional phase time in the automotive world. Somehow, as he said that, it made all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm old too. Bob's got to be well into his 80s now. I want to say so, and I agree with it, pretty much everything he said. And it's not just because I agree with him that I can tell you, Bob, in my estimation, I've been in the automotive business 41 years covering it, is just about the smartest guy I met in the business. I've met everybody who's nobody in the business, from CEO to engineer. And Bob has got a mind like few others. It's a steel trap. He's also a quote machine. I'm reading one here that the all electric was appealing to environmentally minded people and the wealthy liberals with a social change mindset on both the East Coast and West Coast of the U.S. They bought Tesla. Going out of style. That sounds like the Bob I know. And always trying to create a controversy and not afraid to say what he wants. Right now, hybrids, which had been forgotten about for a long time because EVs were getting pushed so hard, are now enjoying a renaissance. And I think it's something like 3-1 outselling EVs. I mean, just 6 months ago, there was an organization, and forgive me, the name has fallen by the wayside, but they were protesting Toyota for sticking with hybrids. They were calling Toyota all manner of nasty names and trying to get people to cancel them and the whole bit. They were running banners on planes, behind planes on sporting events, saying how nasty Toyota was. Well, we're not hearing that anymore, because EVs have stalled, and even the most rabid EV intender has to realize that at least getting hybrids on the road instead of pure gas cars is going to reduce CO2 emissions. And so that's made a comeback. And when you think of the auto market holistically, like not just Teslas and what the wealthy are doing with their money, when you think of the person buying a Civic, when you think of a person buying a Corolla and the decisions they have to make about money and everything else, it just makes a whole heck of a lot of sense that people aren't going to suddenly magically buy $60,000 and $70,000 EVs instead of their $30,000 gas car. And so some reasonable compromise between the two had to be found.
I'm going to be driving mine for a while. I'll be telling you that. That's as in my petrol-fired automobile. But if I hear David Booth correctly, he's saying, listen, if you're saving your money up for your next vehicle, you should wrap your brain around the word hybrid.
I would very much say so. And, you know, and there's going to be a new generation of plug-in hybrids coming fairly soon from Toyota, which promise to get 200 kilometers on batteries before the gas engine even kicks in. And, you know, that, to my mind, virtually renders pure EVs obsolete, because you will never, ever, ever use gasoline in your everyday driving. The only place you'd use them is on the highway, where you wouldn't have to put up with the terrible infrastructure and the slow charging speeds. You know, so,
Mr. Booth,
you know, we've always been seeing the transition.
David Booth, we're against the clock, man. No. What a pleasure to meet you. I appreciate your brain, and I so thank you for your time here this morning. And I'm glad you're as big a fan of Bob Lutz as am I. He is David Booth, writer, senior writer at driving.ca. You might go to the website, have a look at the things he writes and the things that he opinions he puts forward.